Tefillah for Life, Shiur number 18, Thursday, Parshas Shoftim. Step 2, when a person begins his day in Tefillah, is to wash what we call Negelvasser. And the Mefarshim bring various reasons for this. We will just take one reason that the Mishnah Berurah brings, and the reason is because a person is like a Kohen. Just like a Kohen, when he begins his Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, has to wash his hands, so too a Yid, before he begins his day, washes his hands. There is an element of Ruach Ra that is on the hands before a person washes Negelvasser. And when a person washes Negelvasser, he takes off that Ruach Ra, which is another element in the Negelvasser. But the main reason for it is to prepare yourself for serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for a day of Avodas Hashem. And that's an amazing part of the Siddur to internalize. Because when we think about it, we spend the whole day doing things that we don't necessarily perceive as being part of Avodas Hashem. Yes, when a person davens, when a person learns, when a person does mitzvahs, we understand that we are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's so many other things that a person does during the day. A person goes to work, a woman takes care of different things in the house, takes care of the shopping, other things. We don't necessarily perceive ourselves as a Kohen approaching the Beis HaMikdash. So is the Negelvasser only for the times in the day that we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like tefillah and mitzvahs and learning Torah? Or is it much more, much bigger, and much deeper than that? And the answer is that when a person has the proper understanding, every single part of his Avodas Hashem is like the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. When we wash Negelvasser in the morning, we are preparing ourselves not just for davening and for learning. We are preparing ourselves for the actions that we do throughout the day. Even the seemingly mundane actions, they all go into Avodas Hashem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in this position and He gives us situations that we respond to, and those situations, when we fulfill them to the best of our ability, we are like a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. And that is what we should think when we are Mekayim, that first mitzvah in the morning of washing Netilas Yadayim, to appreciate who we are and what we are about to do. Not only the davening, but even taking care of the children or anything else that we do throughout the day is just as chashuv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like the Kohen and the Beis HaMikdash, and that is the reason why we wash our hands on the Netilas Yadayim. And we can even add that the Ruach Ra goes on our hands. Now the Ruach Ra comes from these Koiches Hara, these bad Koiches that exist in the Bria. But if we look at ourselves as not such great people, we would wonder, why does the Ruach Ra come on our hands? The Ruach Ra doesn't come to the hands of a guy. It's only a Yid that has Ruach Ra. And the message is because the Ruach Ra is busy with each and every one of us. When we fulfill our Avodas Hashem, we are a threat to the Ruach Ra, no matter what level we think we're on. And that's the reason why we wash Negelvasser. Number one, to appreciate that we are like a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. And number two, to appreciate that we count and we are important and we are a threat to the Ruach Ra, so to speak. And that's why the Ruach Ra is Sheira. That's why the Ruach Ra rests on our hands. And we have to purify our hands through Netilas Yadayim. So Netilas Yadayim should be a motivating and liberating experience for us, appreciating our position in the service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.